This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I haven't decided that yet. I'm trying to take things day by day. And, you know, I think that's the disappointing part, where I was hoping up until this point things would clear up a lot more than they have. And so I haven't made that decision yet. And I'm just going to see how the rest of this week goes and take it day by day and go from there.
That was Terry McLaurin on whether or not he'd be showing up for training camp. We now know he has not. By the way, Jay Gruden was the head coach of the then Redskins when they drafted McLaurin. We're going to talk to him coming up in 25 minutes. He's a big Terry McLaurin guy. Want to get his thoughts on just how surprised he is with a guy that does everything the right way, the anti-diva. I know it's just business, Danny, but he is a no-show. He is holding out. Show's brought to you today and every day by the law firm Condori & Murad. Schedule a free consultation with their attorneys today, kmlawyers.com, and be sure to tell them we sent you. You'll get a discount. That's kmlawyers.com. Answer this for me.
Uh-huh.
Why is he not holding in? To me, that seems like the really easy way to show that you're mad, to continue to push for your contract. You're still not practicing. They're still paying the price for not paying you. You don't have to incur a $50,000 fine. You don't have to worry about the fine. You get to be there with your buddies, and you're still kind of agitating and dragging your feet and throwing your temper tantrum. Isn't that the best of all worlds here?
I would think so. But again, this is as dramatic a move as you can make. And you don't make the most dramatic move that you can make without trying to illustrate something, which is we're far apart, that we're not close. And this isn't, you know, it's part of the process that the team is selling. You're trying to sell a different version of that based on what you said publicly, what your agent has leaked out, and so on and so forth. They are very far apart, and he wants everyone to know that. That's if you're there at training camp, you don't run a couple routes. It to me feels more imminent. You're on the same page, and everything feels hunky-dory, and it's a matter of time. This doing it this way lets you know it ain't a matter of time unless they change.
Mitch Tischler said this is the most frustrated he's been with this team in some time. I would say during this ownership's era. The Josh Harris, Mitchell Rales, Mark Eyne, Magic Johnson ownership group, the Hogs as we call them. Certainly the Peters era, the Dan Quinn now going into year two span. This is the first time as a fan I think you're going to see a lot of people that are frustrated with business and the operation. Am I surprised? Absolutely. I'm shocked that we're here based on just months ago, weeks ago. As of 5-6 days ago, it certainly felt like this was possible. As soon as he did what he did at Eastern Motors,
yeah.
I thought, damn, that guy sounds like a guy that's not showing up for training camp. Mm-hmm. Today, when Peters came out and kind of towed the company line and essentially said, we haven't talked to him, I knew right then, okay, he's not showing up. Because I feel like if they had a positive conversation, then maybe he's going to be there. But he didn't say, he told us he's coming. He said, we expect everybody on our team to be here.
Yeah, very distinct.
Okay, then he's not going to be here. So that was kind of when I started to think about it. But I just always thought you could hold in. But as you said, that almost makes it seem like you're not as mad.
Yeah.
This is the way you show.
I'm as mad as I can be. Silent treatment.
I'm not going to show up at your house and give you the cold shoulder. I'm just not coming to your thing. That's a little bit different.
Yeah.
800-636-1067 is the number. I want to get into if and when maybe he thinks about asking for a trade and how much that could change things. Because I've never for one second even considered the possibility that they would trade him. This is a team, by the way, that should have designs on winning playoff games.
Yeah.
Because it was a championship game last year in the conference.
The window to do that is long past. I mean, a future draft pick is delightful. That doesn't help you with a window that's right now. You know what I mean? Like, let's say for the sake of argument, you wouldn't. But you get a first in 2026. Cool. I don't have my number one wide receiver in the 2025 season.
Yeah, now Debo gets hurt and Luke McCaffrey and
Jalen Lane.
Jay Osborne are running routes for you.
Is Jamison Crowder still available?
Go get him, Jaden. Let's go to Brian in Greenbelt. How are you, Brian?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Brian.
Hey, look. It's as simple as this, man. Apparently, Terry McLaurin is not in Adam Peters' plans at that price that he wants. And it's just as simple as that. I mean, I'm sure Terry McLaurin is treated with love and respect, just like all the other players, because it's a good coaching staff and it's a good ownership group. And the team, it's a nice, good team spirit. Everybody's getting along very well. But I don't see the fans open arms because Deami Brown, he's the guy we drafted. I don't see the teams up in arms because Jonathan Allen got let go. I don't see all that. I'm leaving the team if Terry McLaurin doesn't get paid. Look, apparently,
John Allen didn't have a six-year run as one of the more productive players in the league at his position, isn't coming off a career year, and isn't the fan favorite of the last decade. I mean, you have to acknowledge that this is different than just guys that have played on this team.
Exactly. If you don't put up the numbers, the fans don't give a damn about you. You can go jump off a bridge. Look. And it just why are we so wrapped up in what he makes? That's his money. That's his personal money.
Thank you for the call.
Thanks.
We're wrapped up because
it's a salary cap situation, and we're talking about what's best for the football team. And there's a pretty dramatic.
I can tell you why we're wrapped up, because currently he's not on the team.
Yeah.
Actively, because he wants more money than the team is willing to give him. So until we know what those numbers are, and he signs a new contract, he's saying I'm not going to play for the team, and he's the best wide receiver and arguably the best skill position player on the team, and you've got a second-year quarterback who needs him on the field. That's why people care, because they care about the football team. Let's go to Saint in D.C. on Grant and Danny. What's up?
Not much, man. I honestly think that Terry and his representation are the main culprits here and the main people to blame. I think that the focus for Terry should have been trying to get an extension last year versus going into his final year having no guaranteed money. I think that Terry was hesitant on forcing that extension because he didn't know what they were going to have at quarterback. But at the same token, you now put yourself in a situation where you are now begging for a deal. Like, it's down to you really asking for a trade at this point, because Washington has no reason to force themselves to extend you. Now that we're entering training camp, you're going to be accruing a $50,000 fine per day, then $800,000 plus per preseason game or regular season game miss. Like, Washington holds all the leverage here to force you to play on your final year of your contract. The best that they could do for you is guarantee you this final year, and you'll enter free agency going into the season turning 31. It's like Terry has to.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
The team's got all the leverage.
Yeah.
Good phone call, by the way. Really good call. The team is wearing the big boy pants here, and Terry's kind of got to read and react and adjust accordingly. I mean, that is how this goes. You've talked about this. Unless there's a change to the CBA, right now the power is really with the teams, and it's always going to be in some way because they call the shots. I want to get to the trade thing that he brought up, though. He has not asked for a trade. Darius, see if you can find the clip from Eastern Motors. Your job's your credit. Where he's asked about a trade and like, would he consider pushing for one?
I wonder if that hasn't come up because the team maybe already said, don't bother. We got you.
But that wouldn't keep him from saying it publicly if he was actually willing to want to move on. Hmm. Here's why I think he hasn't. This is my own guess. I think he's been very careful. Like, his image is probably important to him. You don't operate as clean and impressively and do everything the right way. It's a pain in the ass to be Cal Ripken Jr. and to be revered as this, like, perfect guy.
Yeah.
Right? Like, his image, and this is not a knock. I hope it doesn't sound that way. This is actually in a world where nobody cares or thinks about these types of things, decorum and decency. Like, I think it matters to him, and I love that. It's what makes him one of my favorite people that I've ever covered or been around. But I think asking for a trade leads to some fan venom. I think that's kind of like the shot across the bow of, I don't want to be there.
Yeah, I want to leave you.
Everything he has said is, I want to be there. They won't give me the money. As a fan, you hear, I just want to go out and play for you guys. I just want to go catch touchdowns with Jaden Daniels. They won't let me. All I want to do is stay here for my whole career, and they're not paying me. I can't wait to get to training camp. It's their fault I'm not there. That's very different than trade my ass.
That's a great point. Because
I want money, and I don't care if it's from you or somebody else. Pay me my money.
Yeah, especially given what he's already gone through. You know, the amount of Heinicke, Howell, Brissett, and everything in between that he's waded through to put up numbers for you, the fan. If he does that and says, now I want to be traded, given what he's already gone through, you could see how much more impact that might have, both, you know, for people vilifying the team and also maybe vilifying him.
Do you think that he would actually miss preseason games or, God forbid, regular season games? Like, I can start by saying I don't think there's any way in the world he misses regular season games. There's just no way.
Preseason games, yes. I actually think that's likely.
They have won in 17 days.
Yeah.
I don't think he'll play in that game because either he'll have shown up into camp and is still getting up to speed or because, like, they'll hold him out or whatever. But in 17 days, has he not signed? I guess that's what I'm asking.
Yeah. That's what I mean. I've thought.
I think he will sign before then.
So I've said after. And again, what I base this on, I hadn't even considered they don't think he's as good as we think he is theory, which
I think is reality,
which makes some sense. But to me, this has always been, what do they do in San Francisco? Either the regular season for Bosa, late in this whole process for Ayuk, for Purdy, for Trent Williams for same thing in Detroit, where it was, you know, late July that it got done with Amon-Ra St. Brown and others. If you've got a high profile player that's been someplace for a while, that's put up some stuff, this is necessarily complicated. I mean, what I've always thought is, if you walked in at the end price, right? Let's say it's Grant McLaurin and I'm Danny Peters. And I go, hey, at the end of the day, we're going to pay Grant $30.5 million. I'm just making that number. Let's call it 30 even. If I walked in and talked to your agent, we're going to pay Grant 30. The agent goes, oh, that's their starting point. 36. And now you're at the same impasse you always were. You're going to be in an impasse no matter what, where that guy wants more and you want to give him less. You can't go down from 30. So I've always thought this is going to take a while. It's going to be painstaking. It's going to be a pain in the butt. This, to me, was always kind of inevitable once we went down this road.
But it doesn't have to. There are so many players like him that get deals done well ahead of even the offseason. Like the lifer player, the Mr. whatever, fill in the team.
Mm-hmm.
He's Mr. Commander, right? He's the lieutenant commander. Mr. Raven or Mr. Jed or Mr. Bill. It doesn't go this way most of the time with whoever that guy is whose face is the first one that comes up for the team. And that's going to be Jaden Daniels. And maybe it already is just because of the year he had last year.
Yeah.
But you understand the symbolism of what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Is that Terry has been the fan favorite for years, and a lot of teams just avoid this altogether from a sheer PR standpoint. Because it's not worth it to haggle over a couple of million bucks on your salary cap, which is $200-plus million you get to dole out every year. A couple of million bucks in guaranteed or dead money. And they eat dead money like I eat Thin Mints in the spring when Girl Scouts are outside of Food Lion. A couple million dollars is worth this? Really? And I can promise you it isn't to me, but they say otherwise. I agree with you. Preseason games are so irrelevant that maybe he misses those in the same way that he's not going to truly miss training camp. I'm sure it's killing him to not be around his team.
Mm-hmm.
But sweating and running around on the field at this point of his career at almost 30, isn't that fun? There's just no way he misses regular season time. I refuse to believe that. Like, you walk back
in the
door.
Because that's not just a 50K fine. That's now you're escalating things, right? Even worse?
Over $500,000.
Yeah.
But the preseason games are too.
Mm-hmm.
That's my point. I mean, it's several hundred thousand dollars for preseason games if you're missing those. So that's why a couple weeks from now I'm saying that's when I would just start the hold in. Like, you could do this to send your message, and then a week or 10 days from now you show up and say, I'm holding in, and you're just not participating, but you're there at least.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.